All right. Can you guys hear me? All right. So let's get started. Please, we have only a couple of minutes because we are going to co-present here with Kevin on contribution processes for MariaDB and for Postgres. So I'm going to try to be really quick and then give the floor to Kevin here. So, okay, so let's get going. I want to walk you through the MariaDB server contribution process here, and I want to show you a live example. First of all, why? Basically, contributing to database code bases is hard stuff. I remember my first contribution to the code base of the MariaDB server took 3 months to review. So it's not trivial. And that's why I want to show you some support, and I want to show you how it's done, basically, so that it's not as intimidating as it might be. Right. So first of all, let's get the facts. It's a proper, the MariaDB server code base is a proper GitHub repository. It has some extensions. It has a contributors license agreement bot, which checks your pull request. And then there is a build bot, which also tests for regressions, whatever you submit. And you also need a Jira for larger submissions. This is basically to describe what you are trying to do. In a better way than just a commit message, because as I said, it's complex stuff, so it needs better explanation sometimes. So how to pick a task to work on? Basically, the best advice that I can give you is pick something that is important to you. When people work on scratching their own itches, so to say, they are most productive and they feel most accomplished when they achieve something. If you are wondering what to do, there is a list of beginner-friendly tasks in our contributing document. So take a look at those. They can get you started. Interesting things there. Another way of finding contributions is to basically engage online with other community members or check Jira for open issues that are appealing. And then last but not least, the MariaDB project participates in the Google Summer of Code program, so that's a huge incentive for people working on open source contributions. So, right. This is the contribution process in a nutshell. So basically, you clone the the MariaDB server repository, you work on your feature, and then you submit a pull request from your branch, and then you make sure that the build passes okay, all the regression tests are good. Then you get a review. So basically, you get a preliminary review by yours truly here. I try to do that as fast as possible when the PR appears, and then we get a final review by an actual developer owning the code base. And then make sure to have the final reviewer also push your change, because sometimes they just approve it and they don't merge the PR, which is a problem, right? For the case study that I promised, probably it's not very visible, but it is 10 lines of actual code. Not a huge contribution, really, but it is something tangible. It was, as I said, based on a Jira, which describes what was the problem and what was the fix for it. Then it also got great test coverage. The regression tests were fine and everything. And then the CLA was signed. It got the proper treatment on our end, properly tagged. There was an active conversation. I don't know if you see that, but there is 32 messages going back and forth for these 10 lines of code. So I'm really impressed by the engagement that the MariaDB developers showed in that particular case. There were also several iterations, several versions of this thing were pushed and presented by the contributor. And finally, it got merged by a very senior developer in the MariaDB community, apparently. So it's not hard. You just need to follow the steps, and you get your name into the contributors list, basically. So takeaways are, feel free to ask me, and communicate early, communicate often, and be responsive to requests from reviewers, and be nice and don't panic. So those are my contact data. If you want to talk to me, please do. And with that, I guess I'll give the floor to Kevin.
Am I audible? Thank you. Okay, cool, yeah.